Many teenagers in Connecticut begin school early in the morning, but how early is too early? Research shows that later school start times cut down on chronic sleep deprivation and improve academic success. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, few schools have made a change.
It's 6:30 in the morning, 18 degrees outside, and houses on a residential street in West Hartford are shrouded in darkness, except for Anna Schusterman's home.
Hey, Max.
Schusterman makes coffee and breakfast as her two sons, Reuben and Max, get ready for school. Max, the older son, is in 10th grade at Hartford Magnet School, where the first bells ring at 7:30. He tries to wake up at 5:30 so that he's ready in time to catch a city bus. But today, like most days, he's running late.
No, I didn't eat anything. What is there to eat? I can have some of these.
Isn't there granola bars? Should you eat them all? Probably.
Schusterman says it wasn't always this much of a struggle. Max's school used to start after 8 a.m., but it switched to an earlier time this year to work with a change in the district's busing schedule.
Now, if I get to school within 20 minutes of being on time, I consider that a win, being on time. That'll happen maybe twice a week. Maybe.
Max is among the majority of middle and high school students nationally who begin school before 8:30 in the morning, despite studies and recommendations from health experts that show how later start times improve wellness, safety, and academic success among teenagers. Schusterman knows the research well. She teaches psychology at Wesleyan University.
The funny thing is that people ask me as a developmental psychologist, like, oh, we have this mental health crisis in the state. What are we going to do? What should we be funding? What kind of resources do we need to build in? And I just think it's so silly when we have such a straightforward solution that has such large measurable impacts.
National medical organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that middle and high schools start no earlier than 8:30 a.m. They say a delayed start time can reduce chronic sleep deprivation in teenagers, a group that experiences a biological shift in their sleep patterns during puberty. It means most teens need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep a day.
Something like 85% of students queried report that they don't get anywhere near that.
That's Sarah Raskin, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Trinity College.
And I'm sure if you ask any middle schooler, high schooler in Connecticut, they're not getting 8.5 or 9 hours of sleep.
Raskin says chronic sleep deprivation can lead to increased mental health issues, poor physical health, accidents, and injuries. It can also interfere with students' ability to learn.
And we're leaving them unable to concentrate, unable to remember, and often feeling like school is not a positive experience and that learning is not a positive experience.
But federal data shows that less than 5% of Connecticut public middle and high schools begin at 8:30 a.m. or later. A handful of towns and districts have adjusted to later times. The Wilton School District was among the first to do so more than a decade ago. In recent years, Newtown and Greenwich have followed suit. Michelle Embry-Koo chairs the Newtown Board of Education.
There are trade-offs and challenges in every district, but until you get enough people on board and convinced that it is truly what's best for students, those challenges, which are sometimes very complex, more easily become excuses and reasons not to make the change.
The district changed its start times at no cost to the town by restructuring its bus runs. And Koo says families seem to have adjusted to the new schedule in the last 2 years. But that might not be the case elsewhere. Critics in other towns and districts have said a change may lead to higher busing costs. They've also cited concerns with after-school activities and athletics, especially when schools have to compete with early start schools. Koo says something like a statewide policy that unifies later start times could solve some of these issues.
Having a statewide directive would at least put all the other conferences and districts in our area on a similar time schedule so that things like athletics and sports become a little bit less of an issue.
California became the first in the nation in October to pass a statewide law mandating later start times, but Connecticut legislators have so far failed to do the same. For Anna Schusterman's family, she says a later start time would make a difference, especially for kids like Max. She said he already works hard to manage mental health vulnerabilities. Max was recently homesick from school. He sat at the dining table with his mom and younger brother, Ruben.
What needs to happen is I need to change how I function and function in a different way than feels comfortable so that I can graduate. And that's not fun, but it's life.
If your school started like at the same time as mine, like just a half an hour, like my school classes start at 8. It's so much nicer.
Yeah.
It would probably help you.
It would. Even just a half hour. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. Honestly, give me 3 minutes more to sleep. And I'll be good.
Lawmakers say they intend to bring up school start times and new legislation during this year's session, which begins February 5th. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.